This is the Hemshech of the Memre of Rav Chanan. Kol ha-posik hazeh l'shi'urin nema. The posik Eretz Chita Sa'ire, so the meaning which I mentioned, this is Shvach Eretz Yisrael. Others want to say, the Rishash and Sukkah wants to say, but Yom Mishayah with Peiris Eretz Yisrael. Shi'urei Teire Yom Mishayah with Peiris Eretz Yisrael. So now we're up to Teine. What are we Mishaya with a Ta'ine? Ki Gregris loitzoi Shabbos. Zot Rashi, Gregris hi Ta'ina Yeveshe. You bring a Rashi in Menochis, which is a half of a Ta'ina Lacho. Ubo Shiaru kol oichel Odom le'inyin hoitzoi Shabbos. This man, he learned in Shabbos, ha'moitzi oichlem, so the Shir Shibes is ki Gregris. Taine ke greigres leitzoi Shabbos. Rimoin, what do we learn out from Rimoin? Ke desnan kol kli balei batim, but this is speaking about a kli eitz, as we will see in Teisvish, a kli eitz of a balabos, shi uran ke rimoinim. So the shir is like rimoinim, that if it's kemoitzi rimoin, it becomes tohir. Zot Rashi, balabayis chos al kelo. The inike, a keli is precious to him. He's not an umen. Others say an umen, he has a multitude of kelim, so if there's a small hole already, he throws it away. It's not, he can't sell it, and it's felt in the state, but a balabos is chos al kelim. The inike, kemaitzi zai, so if it has a small hole, matzniye la geizim, so he'll put it away yet, he'll use it to store walnuts. Kehegoiz matzniel avimainim. Lefichach im nitmo v'nikev adayin tomei atche yinokev kemoitzi rimen. Till it will get a hole the size of a rimoin. V'haynu shiyuron kerimoinim. That is pshat shiyuron kerimoinim. Avol kli umen ha'oimed li mocher toer benekev kotten afilu a small nekev makes the keli unusable and it becomes toer. Eretz zei shemen udvash. Eretz shekol shiureho kezeisen. All the shiurim are kezeisen. Frank the Gemara, kol shiureho sal kegaitoch, ve'ika hani damor. We just learned his other shiurim, ki ramayinim, ki gregris. Where, how did he get all shiurim kezeisen? Ela eima eretz sheroi shiureho kezeisen. Roi shiureho kezeisen. So Rashi makes achilas chaylev, v'dam, v'noisa, u'pigul, v'tomei, u'neveile, u'behemotmeya, u'bistar ha'meis lahayil, u'maga neveiles, u'chayle, duhu adin b'sar ha'meis maga, v'osar is also ikizayis. Afilu, that's in the Sfasem, it says Rashi means Afilu for oil is kizayis is sufficient. It says we found humres by tumes oil over tumes mage by etzem kiseres mit amabe mage. And by oil you need a binyan or a shedrek or goylis. But here Rashi means to say, obisara meis lahayil, here a kizayis is sufficient Afilu for tumes oil. Agav Urche, we see from this Rashi that the shear of dam is the kezayis, not the revius. The Eitzim of Olshe, Talmud and Sukkah brings it, there's a machlekes HaRishonim in this Nekudu. But Rashi writes that it has a teiris macho and the shear is the kezayis. Dvash kekeseves hagasa leyoyim HaKipurim. What is dvash coming for kekeseves hagasa? Zot Rashi, kol dvash ha'omor b'toire, dvash t'morim. Chida omar doesn't mean dvash dvoirim, it means dvash t'morim. So we mean a tomor a date. Chida omar hosom, a medium bikurim, ke'im mizayin haminim, v'loi mitmorim shebohorim. Not t'morim shebohorim, v'loi mitere shebamokim. So vaistois, t'morim is a mean that is from the Zayin Aminim. Al Mepshita Leilatana, the Tmorim, the Zayin Aminim, behind no Dvash. The Tvasemis is Ma'ira, if we're learning out Shiurim from this Pasuk, so why by Ta'ene we say it's going on a Groigris, a dry fig? By the other Shiurim, we don't say, by the other Shiurim, it means L'chayre the Peri the way it is. So he wants to say two Terutzim. One Teretz, he wants to say the Gemara and the Havamina understood that could be the etzem mean you learn out from the pasuk, but there's Alach L'Moshe Misinai, how the mean is, if it's Yodesh, if it's Lacha, that's one Mahalach he wants to say. And he wants to say, if it's a Geshmaka Mahalach, like the Emerson, if it says Te'ena, will Klera Shaila, does it mean a dried fig or a juicy fig? So we should say tfaste merubah loy tfaste, tfaste miyuta tfaste faker. So I should say the smallest shear is chayiv already, tfaste miyuta. I assume that this is the smallest tainah since the Torah didn't specify. Aye, let us say the same by the other minim. So he says, it says zay shemen. So zay shemen by says it's a zayis shimnoi odol b'seichai. So by says it's a juicy zayis. In Tamarim, it says Dvash. Savai says also, if I get it's not even called a Tomo, it's called Dvash. Savai says also it's juicy. Remind him, he says, could be there's no such thing as dried up remaining. So the Mela, that is how they were machia, that Tain is going on Gregoris, and the others are Peirei Slachis. The Tisbere, Frag the Gemara, you're asking a kasha, why didn't you Allah Moshe Misinai? Shiurim, Michtav, Ksivi, does it have to say the Shiurim? Ella Ilchesanino. Bemis in the Shiurim, Allah Moshe Misinai. Asmachinu Rabbonon Akroi. The Rabbonon says, well, Masmachin Akroi, but this is not the Mekir of the Limud. So that is why we need Allah Moshe Misinai. But the Gemara weiter chatzitzin, the Gemara said that shiurim chatzitzin are aloch l'moyshe misina, v'yereisenim, it's often a psukim. V'chsiv v'rochat es kol b'soroi amayim, shelo yeibova choytzit bein b'soroi l'mayim. That b'shas tvile, there shouldn't be b'soroi b'mayim. That the boso should contact the mayim, and there shouldn't be a dovo that's choytzitz beim sori l'mayim. B'mayim, b'mei mikve. You don't need mayim chayim. Mei mikve is sufficient. Kol sori mayim, shekol gufoi oilebe. It is a shir by Tvilas Odom. You need an amount of mayim that an Adam Beinoni could be toivel himself to basachas. She called gufay oyleba. Two halachas. Number one, that the tvila has to be basachas. You can't be toivel yourself lachatzoin. Like by hagola, there is such a thing. You could be magal akeli, halachim vice. But here you need kol b'sori b'mayim. That the whole bosor has to be nitval b'mayim. And then also you need a shear, this is a shear of how much mayim you need, that kol b'sori is oilabat. V'tama hein, amo al amo berum gimel amets. We assume that either stamo the bainini is gimel ames, or if he's more than gimel ames, al kaponim when he tavers himself, so the water rises. So Mamela, so he's Oyla in Gimel al Gimel, Amal Amal Barum Gimel Amas. Bashir Chachomim, May Mikve Memso. So Al Kaponim, we have a Pasuk that there's a Psuch Tzitze. Let us see Rashi. Bamayim, Bamei Mikve Hamechunosim Mashme. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that it's Mechunis. Tavol gav de lav chayim. De like siv chayim. It's mechunis, it's ashboirin, it's not going. That's a taich, the main mikveh. that the Binga and Rashi Shita is in Chagige, that Sheuben is possible Midaraisa. Rashi says on this Rosh, Bamayim, it says with a Pasach, Mayim Yuchodim, a certain type of Mayim, not all Mayim, and that comes to be Mamayit, Mayim Shuben. Shita Satayis, Shuben is a Rabbono. Kol B'sorei Mashme, Kol B'sorei Ke'echa. So Memele, that is the limit of Kol B'sorei. So Al Koponim, we hear there an often a posik that there is a psul chitze. So why do you need a lochel amoshim misinai for chitze? And for the Gemara, ki itzterech hilchese lisare. The posik says psori b'mayim, and a lochel amoshim misinai is telling us that by sar by seyo there's also a psul chitze. L'sara is a trashe shittiposel boicha tzitze, that is a psuch tzitze by Sara. Frag the gemor, ki itzel hilse l'sara, och the rabbe baravune, the oma rabbe baravune, nima achas kshura, chaytzetze. If you have a knot in one hair, so memele, if one hair is knotted, it could be very tight. And if it could be very tight, that the mayim is not nichnas b'soich ha-kesher, so memele, nima achas chaytetes. Nima achas kshure chaytetes. Shalosh einon chaytetes. If you have three hairs together, and you made a knot out of three hairs, so memele, since it is, say, three hairs are a little thickish, so one cannot tighten it legamri. So the mayim is nichnas, be in the kasher, so the kasher is not a chitzitze. Shtayim ain't a yedei. Shtayim Rabbi Baravuna did not know if it is chitzitze, if it's not chitzitze. So memele, sal koponim, we see from Rabbi Baravuna that there's a psul chitzitze by seyo, and that's what the loch l'moshe misina is coming for. Frek de gemore sarei nami diyeraisehu. Sarai is also a posik. The sign of the rochat es kol b'sarai. Doesn't say the rochat kol b'sarai, es kol b'sarai. Es atofel b'sarai. B'zeu seyo. So we know there's a psul chitze by seyo from es. And for the gemore, ki asoi hilches tata einoch anami. I know there's a psul chitze. But ki asoi hilchese leruboi ulemiyutoi ulemakpid ulshein makpid, that there are halachas that chetzitze is not tamazef it's chaytze. There's dinim, it has to be roi, it has to be makpid. Uchid Rav Yitzchok. Ba'omar Rav Yitzchok dvar teire ruboi ulemakpid olav chaytze. Rav Yitzchok said that for a chetzitza de reise, you need roi, it should be a chetzitza on roi, and he should be makpid. He doesn't want that this double should be here. Rube ye makpid olav chaytzit. Misha ene makpid olav, ene chaytzit. If he's not makpid, it's not chaytzit even though it's ruboy. Begozru al ruboy, she ene makpid, mishim ruboy ha makpid. There were days al ruboy, she ene makpid, ואני ברבונם את חייצץ משום רובוי המקפט. ועל מיוטוי המקפט, משום רובוי המקפט. Since there's a דין חציץ דרייסה בי מקפט, so ממילא there will go is a אמירת המקפט also אותו רובוי המקפט. פרק בגמורה וליגזר נמי על מיוטוי שאינוי מקפט. משום מיוטוי המקפט. So let us be goyzer on a miyat she'ene makpid because of miyat ha-makpid. Now miyat ha-makpid is the chaytetz mi darabona. So let's be goyzer on miyat she'ene makpid of a miyat ha-makpid. Inami nishim ruboy she'ene makpid. That we see that ene makpid is also chaytetz. So let's be goyzer miyuta yata ruboy. And with the gemore, he gufe gzeiro, banam mekem benigzer gzeiro l'gzeiro. So what is the memra of Rav Yitzchok? Rav Yitzchok says that that mina teure rupa yom atpiris choytzit, and mida rabona de wogoyza rupa yishayne yom atpiris, and miyota makpiris. The rabo chonon and soif koivet zaores and sechte shibomis brings a kashe from Rab Chaim, a gishmake kashe. If Rab Chaim had gefragt, it seems from the loss of Rab Yitzhak, and the loss of Zichar like that, that the techetzitze de araise is only by rubai amakpid. Or the rubai she'en amakpid is only a chetzitze mid a rabona. Rab Chaim gefragt after the rabona and wadoiza, that rubai she'en amakpid is chetzit, so now he's makpid already. Now he's makpid, he shouldn't have the chetzitze, because the chetzitze will pass all the tvila. So memeila, every rubai she'en amakpid, after the Xeris Chazal, that it is Chaitzit, becomes now Rubai HaMakpit, because now the Tvila won't be Oile. So Memele, so Rubai Shani Makpit should also be Chaitzit Minatayre. Rab Chaim said on this Kashe, a Gewaldike Chak. Rab Chaim said that the din of Rubai HaMakpit, that is Chaitzit, is honest to be Makpit on the Rubai. He doesn't want this roiv, that this roiv of the goof is a chetzitze, and he doesn't want this roiv. So the meile, so therefore this chetzitze. A she'en came. If Chazal were geyser, rubai she'en makpid. So rubai she'en makpid is chetzitze. So what is he really makpid on? What would he wish, let's say 75% of the goof has a chetzitze on it? So with the Rabbonim, even though he's not makpid, so this is chetzitze. So what really bothers him? It really bothers him the 25%. Because the 25% is making it rubai. If the 25%, if you can get rid of the 25%, so the 50% gets him nishtan. Because 50% is not chaytis afilomi the rabbonim. Need rubai shayne matbid. So even after the rabbonim said that, even after the rabbonim said that rubai shayne matbid is chaytis, now he knows that this is chaytis, so he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it today that tvila should be a good tvila. So what doesn't he want? And he doesn't want the whole thing. This gate him on. He only wants the 25% that makes it rubai. So it's weiter miyata makpit. So it's a miyata makpit. So it's weiter achatzitze der rabbon. This is Rab Chaim's teretz. Rabbi Chonon wants to say a different teretz. He wants to say that could be the din makpit is that you have to be, that would is makbid because the tvila would be possible. And if the tvila would not be possible, he wouldn't be makbid. That doesn't fall into the gather of makbid. The gather of makbid is that the etzim zach vilo doch nish. That what the only, that the etzim zach geitem nishtam. Only the psul tvila. That is the sibah why he doesn't want it, because Ayyadeza, the Tvila won't be able, that doesn't give it a din makti. That's what Rabbi Chana wants to say. We have here, let us first see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Nime achas kshure chaytzetes, de motzi laduki shapit. He can tighten an ima very tight. Vein amayim nichnosim bekesh. And the water doesn't enter. Shalosh einon chaytetzois, doloi mehetki shapir. Ta'ayli bumay. Dvar teire, haloche lemoyshe mesinai, v'teire shebalte. It's not clear what Rashi is being. That's the Baal Teire, that's Teire Shabbat. Ruboi. Roiv Saroi. Shim Yesh Boi Dovor Achoytzitz. Roiv Saroi. Shim Yesh Boi Dovor Achoytzitz. Kegoin Dam, Yovesh, Udyoi, Vetit Yovesh, Vezefes Yovesh, Hoi Shekosher Ruboi Achas Achas. Roiv Saroi is Choytzitz. Now there's a Machloikis Harishainim to understand why did Rashi say Roiv Saroi? Why does Rashi say, Gemara said that it's coming for Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ruboy Choytzes. You need Ruboy Umakbe. And Rashi says, Roiv Sarai. We'll see in Taisvis. Taisvis understood, Rashi, that Rabbi Yitzchak, that this halacha l'moshe m'Sinai was only said by Sarai. By Besoroi, Sassilu Amiya Chayne Makbid is also Chaytzitz. This halacha of you need this din ruboy in Makbid was only Nemra Besoroi. By Sarai there's a din of Roiva Makbid. That's how Taisus understood. The Ritva understood Pshat and Rashi, that no, Rashi is also Moide, that by Gufay there's also a din of ruboy in Makbid. Why did Rashi say Roiv Saroi? So the Ritva says, because Rashi holds like the Goinim. And in order to understand the Shitas HaGoinim, I'll tell you over the Loshon HaRambam, Perek Beis, Mehilchos Mikvois, Halacha Tesvov. The Rambam says as follows, Usa'ora achas shenikshera choytzetzes. It's with the Rabbonim, one Seir is Chaitzitz, v'hu sheyei makpid oleho. Aval in einei makpid oleho, also loy tvila. Because it's a miut sheinei makpid. Ad shetia roi saroi kosher nimo bifnei atmo. That roi saroi be kosher each nimo bazunda. Koze hoiru hagoinen. That if Roiv Saroi will be kosher, so then we have a kaponim Ruboy She'enei Makbid, and Ruboy She'enei Makbid is Chaytzitz Midarabon. The Yireli, so the Goinim help, we'll see what the Rambam says, I don't understand what the Shitz HaGoinim is. The Yireli, She'saroi Shel Odom Kigufay Hu Choshev Le'inyan Tvile, Ve'enei Kiguf Bifnei Atzma. He says, we have here a longer shemach loikis, we have here a ribui, if it would say, barochat besore, kol besore. So we know that by boso, there's a psul chetzitze. Now it says that es kol besore, es atofel besore, that on seyo, there's also a psul chetzitze. The ga'inim lem shat, that there are two bodies. There's the seyo ha'odom, and there's the gufa odom. And the pasuk tells us there's a psul chetzitze al seyer adam, there's a psul chetzitze al guf adam. So memele Sarai is an entity b'fnei atzmoi, so yuchesh ben roiv Sarai, yuchesh ben roiv gufoi. That's how the Goinim learn. And the Rambam says, le'inyin tvilei einoi kiguf b'fnei atzmoi. Sarai is not an entity b'fnei atzmoi. Kidei shenoima roiv haseyo. That roiv haseyo, that is a din of ruboi. Ela af al pi shekol seyo roi shei kosher. Even though all the Sarais is kosher. Nimo. Im einoi makpid oleo, also loi tvilo. Elin peinit starif, lechoitzit acher al gufoi. So the Rambam says that Sarai is always a miyut haguf. So there's never shaykh to have ruboi by Sarai. Because all the Sar connected the guf is a miyut haguf. So in Meile, that while we have roiv Sarai, it means that the seyor is mitstarif to the chetzitze shebe guf. So if half of the guf has a chetzitze, and he has now a seyor, that there's also a kasher, so memele, now you have, so that is the din that Rubai Chaitzitz. The nimsa ha-koil roiv gufoi, that is the chiddush. So the Goinim learned that each sar and guf are two entities, and they have different halachis, so memele, one isn't totally in the other. So memele, yecheshben roiv sari bazunda, and roiv gufoi bazunda, and the Rambam holds, that fakir, that the chiddush is, that Sarai kigufoi. So the mele, so the vechetimsa of roi by Sarai is if you have, gufoi already. So the chitz and the seyor will be mitzarev to the chitz and the guf. So the Ritva wants to say, The Karnayr also wants to say this. That's what Rashi said, Roiv Saroi. Not that Rashi means Roiv Saroi, that only by Saroi there's a din of Roiv. But by Gufoi, Afilu Amir Tischoitz, it's the way Tosfos understood Pshat and Rashi. Rashi wants to say, like the Shita Sagoinim, that Lemaisoi, that is a din, Rub, a Roiv Saroi is also a Roiv. It's done like an entity with Me'atzmai. That is the Mechuvin of Rashi. Now, side the Loshon of Rashi, Rashi says, Oishekosho ruboi achas achas. Roiv of the Seyor is kosho achas achas. That means each Seyor, each Seyor has a kesher in it. The Loshon of Rambam is also like that. After the Shekol Seyor, Oishekosho nima nima. The Svas Emes asks, he doesn't understand the Cheshman. Even Kol Nimo is kosher, you also don't have a right, because the whole Mokim Achtitze is the Mokim Akesher. Bishloi Merashi says, Hechetimtze. Dam Yovesh, the Dioi, the Tit Yovesh. So that's very good. If Roiv of the Seyor has a Chetitze of Dam or Dioi or Tit, so Memele, so we lose the Seyor, so they should have Roiv Saroi. But if you have Stamazoi, Eshekoshe, Ruboi, Achas, Achas, and the Pashtus means that is one Kesher on each Seyor. So Memele, Frechter, so why does that have a din of Ruboi? L'chayre, only the whole thesis in the Mokim HaSeyor. The Mokim HaKesher of the Seyor, and that Mokim is Meyutai. He doesn't want it. Even though it is beruboy, it's loichayit minatayre. Because it's bottled to the goof. He gozru al ruboy she'enei makbid, hoyo v'havi roi, the Donny the Mitzvah Lechtita the Reis. Lechtita the Reis in Itutznoim, Rubai Makbet, and this is Rubai Shane Makbet. Val Miyute Makbet, Hail the Donny Lei Bakpode, is a Dimina Bakpode. The Gozru, Lava Lochel Moshe Misinaihu, Alexeira Midarabono. The Rubai Makbet Lechudir, the Hava Lochel Moshe Misinai. But the Gemara gefragt, the Ligzer Nami al Miyutai Sha'enei Makbid Olav Mishum Miyutai HaMakbid. Vidomi La Dodi, the similar, behind Miyut. Inami Nigzaboy Mishim Ruboy Sha'enei Makbid, Vidomi La Dodi. Bahayenei Makbid. The Gemara gufigzere, Mishim Ruboy HaMakbid, Kedamoran, Kedoma, is memele, so this is a man, it's a gzeirel gzeirel. Zog Taisus. Kol klei bale batim, shiuron kirimoine. Zog Taisus gabi kli eitz misnayo, bimeseches keilem perik yedzayin. Havo gabi kli cheres nan de perik gimu, gekeilem haasuyim lo oichlim, shiuron kizayis. Gat keilem which haasuyim lo oichlim, so there the shir is kizayis, not a rimon. Kliyitz is different. Klikheres is different. Ho doma besoif hametzniya. Ho mesh migos beklikheres, nikiv kemaitzi zayis. Badayin kliyu lekabu boi rimonim, sabaystois, by a klikheres also, there's a din of maitzi rimon. Haino heiched di yichdu le rimonim. That means, by a klikheres, the aloche is, if he was miyachedit, but for Rimonim, so then it still has a shame keli ad to become to Meitzi Rimon. Avostoma avi to Meitzi Zayis. Shiyuram ke Rimonim. Al Koponim, by Akliyates, we said the shir is ke Rimonim. Peperik Yudzayim b'meseches keilim tnan, ha Rimonim sha'omru gimul achuzim zebo zeb. That the shiurim kirimoinim, a loshen rabin. So kirimoinim is that you have three rimoinim which are attached. Mashmid the shiurim begimul rimoinim. That it's not that the whole has to be large enough that you have three rimoinim in the keli, and it will fall out. So you have to have a keli, you have to have a nekev that largest three to mine. Because the beperik hamatzniya omar nikev kemoitzi rimayin toyer. It says a loshin yochid, kemoitzi rimayin. Mashma rimayin echot. Ulekamon perik beiz boi chiskiye nikev kemoitzi zayis. What happens if you had a nekev kemoitzi zayis? The sosmai. So memele, so nista. Vechozar v'nikev. And then also the sosmoi. Because of the nikev, kemaitzi zayis the sosmoi. Hache shlime le maitzi rime. Now. So the Gemara klaus a shayle, that means that even though now you have here a patch which is large as a rimein, but since each time when there was a nekev, it was nistam before, so it could be not gerechent like a nekev of a rimein. I don't have shenei. Al koponim weistachois that you add up to one rimoin. Vuleikama nikev kemaitzi rimoin besosmoi v'chos of a nikev kemaitzi rimoin at sheshlimei legimol rimoin. If the shir is gimol rimoinim, so one rimoin b'chlal is not a metayer. You need sholish rimoin. Yeshloime the gimol achuzim loy sheyeitzu b'yacha elazeachazeh. You don't need such a large hole. That all three will fall out at one time. The hole is large enough that one will fall out at a time. But you need a larger hole than for one rimon. Since there are chuzim biyachad, so the other two will hold it back unless there's a larger hole. Inami gimel achuzim. Perish shegdeilin gimel biyachad. It doesn't mean that the hole has to be big, that al kaponim one rimoin of gimel achuzim has to be able to pull out. No, it means the Mishnah is telling us the size of the rimoin. The heim rimoinim beinini. That means when three grow on one oikid, so the rimoinim that grow from in such a pattern of three, these are rimoinim beinim. V'loy mei oisam shegdeilem echodei beiz yachad. If you have rimoinim which grow two on one oikid, shehem gedeilem, so that is not a rimon beinini, that is a rimon gadol. V'loy mei oisam shegdeilem daladei hei beyachad, shehem ktanim. V'loy lom rimon echod lebat kovam. Hey, this according to the second shot, that it says Gimel Achuzim is not telling us the size of the neket, it's telling us the size of the rimoin, that Gimel Achuzim, that is a rimoin deinim. So the Gemara answered, Hilchis Eninu, that really it's Allah Elamayshim Misina, the Asmachinu Rabbonon Akroi, by the Shiurim. The Perek Basra de Yuma Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shiurim, the ancient Allah Elamayshim Misina. V'hoye kosel besvorim shiurim michtav ksivi. So memele, why do you need Allah Elamayshim Misina? Like our Gemara's kasha. Says the posik. And the Gemara, eimo shiurim shel ancient. There was such a gifts in the Gemara. V'hoygarsin en hoche. V'maskin en hoche. Das machtaninu. Shiurin shall ancient, we also don't learn out from the Pasuk. So memele, what's the Gemara's kasha or the Gemara's teret? Voidel have a mishani midi. The first kasha is the maskina nochidas machtaninu, so the kasha finds a mishtar. What is the kasha michtar ksivi? It's not ksivi. It's a dasmacht. Afilu will say, hey, says, no, that Gemara holds that it is Ksivi. So what's enter the Gemara? The Gemara says, Shiyurin Ksivi, enter the Gemara, Shiyurin Shalonshin. No, Shiyurin Shalonshin is Ksivi, Ruban the Kizayas. So you have Shiyurin Shalonshin, all these things are Shiyurin Shalonshin, Lava Mishani Midi. Ela Garsinin, so that's a wrong use. Ancient Michtav Ksivi, Aimah.
So the Gemara's kasha is that Shiurin is, so the Gemara answers, no, Shiurin is Allah Lamaisha Misina.
Gvar Teire, Rubai Umakted Olaf Haitchitz. Teirish Bekunteres, Besara. So Teishas understood, as we had mentioned before, that Rashi holds that the whole din of Rubai Umakted applies only by Sara. By Psoroi, Afilomir Shein Emakted is Haitchitz. Mashmavo Besori, Afilomayute Shein Emakted Haitchitz. The Koshel Rabbeinu Tam, the Beper Ka'olo Omrinen, Noches meyuberesh in his gairo ain b'no tzorich tvila. That if a noches meyuberesh was in his gairo, so the tvila is oile for the uber also. So if you hold uber yerech imoy is gogo. So meyle, so the gufa, so it is one guf that is tevil itself, so the uber is yerech imoy, so meyle, so it's a one guf, and then the tvila is oile. The problem is, if you hold uber lav yerechimai, so memele, there are two gufim over here that are nitzrach tvila, the mother and the uber. So memele, so what's with the tvila so uber? The gemara is what's with the tvila so uber? So how could it help? So the gemara says, ilayim emishum de Rabbi Yitzchok. Ah, you'll tell me Rabbi Yitzchok. What did Rabbi Yitzchok say? Rabbi Yitzchok said that Rubai She'enei Makted is not Chaitzitz. So since the Uber is not Makted and the aim, so therefore the aim is not Chaitzitz. Omar Rav Kahane Leishonu Ela Rubai. Rav Kahane said this din of Rubai She'enei Makted is not Chaitzitz. It's only if it's Rubai. But if it's completely covered, even though it's any makbid, it's also chaitzitz. The Briske Rav explains this memra of Rav Kahane, what is the difference between Rubai and Kulai? So the Briske Rav says as follows. That if the din chatzitza is pshat, that the emison, there is a bias mai. It's cool that the person that's a ketayvul. If a chalik of the goof is in the mikveh, so memele it's cool there was a bias maya. No, there are chalokim which the maya mikveh did not touch. So that hilchis chatzitze. We have a locha, rubai sheine makted is not ma'akid. Rubai sheine makted is not ma'akid. But if it is completely covered, it is kuloi, so then there was no bias mayim whatsoever. If there was no bias mayim whatsoever, so the mailer, so then it's not totally in hilchis chatzitze. Completely covered, felt in bias mayim. So that's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara asks, how can the tefillah sa'ein help for the uber? Ah, you'll tell me it's ainay makpit. But any makbid helps only on Rubai. But if it is kulay, avol kulay chaytis. Like tachtaisves, so bishloime if you learn shat. That by psoroi there's also a din that you, in order to be chaytis you need Rubai hamakbid. So mameo, the Gemara is very good. The Gemara is asking that Rubai hamakbid, it's not here Rubai Hamakti. So Mele, the Bsar Ha'uber, it should help for the Tvila for the Bsar Ha'uber, because the aim is Einei Makti. It's not Makti on the aim. In fact, the Gemara of this is cooler. But if you learn according to Rashi, that Rashi holds that Bsaroi, Rashi holds by Bsaroi, Afilu, Ami, Yuchayna Makti, Dishoite. So how does Rabbi Yitzchok come in over here? Leim o mishum de Rabbi Yitzchok. Ah, you'll tell me that we can use Rabbi Yitzchok's heter. Rabbi Yitzchok's heter is only by Saroi. By the Saroi afilu miyitz eini makbid is choytzis. V'hashta adarab. Avel eile meimel. Ki yoma Rabbi Yitzchok b'saroi. B'saroi miyoma. That's what the Gemara should have asked. Why does it have to be a Rav Kahane? Rabbi Yitzchok, the heter of Rabbi Yitzchok passed on it. Rabbi Yitzchok at no gizot, by Saroi, by Psoroi, the Nafilamit, she ain't a mat for this chayt.
That's Taisvis Kasha and Rash. Sfas Emes in Sukkah wants to say Achap. He wants to say that by Emerson, we have a cloud, mean benina yene choitzes. So he says like this. So legabi vibosa ha'uba, it's bechlau no problem. Because you say mean benina yene choitzes. The whole shaila is that the vibosa ha'aim should be a chatzitze legabi the sayer of the uba. That was the whole people of the Gemara. Legabi vibosa ha'uba, this didn't mean benina yene choitzes. So the shaila is, but the b'sacha aim should be a chatzitze legabi the seir of the yubah. That's min b'sheinah minah. Now by seir, that's Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that by seir you did rubai. Like the Gemara says rubai sheinah makvit. So the Meiros, he'll tell me that's why it is good. So the Gemara answered, man, abodos doch kula. Rav Kahane said, but afilu, that afilu rubai sheinah makvit is good, but this is kula. That's what the Sfas Emes wants to tell him. But I, the Beperik Dam Chatos, Abachon and Taki in Tzayt Kavitzor, it asks this Kasha, what is Chat in the Gemara? Why don't you say, Min Benina Yene Chayt? But I, the Beperik Dam Chatos, Maisi Dam Sha'al Bigdai Chayt. Dam shall be by his chaitis. He gets to be table a beggar, so there's a chitzitz of dam. Ve'im tabachu, ain't a chaitis. He's a tabach, so memele, he's not makbid, so memele, so it's not chaitis. So lechaire, bigdoi is like gufoi. Emerson, it says, ve'kibis es begodo. So memele, you need shloyedova chaitis also between the mayim and the beggar. So big day is a din of gufes. If we'll say that the whole Allah Moshe Mishina was only said legabi saroi, but by the etzim adova afilu miyut is choytet, afilu ene makbid, so what's came on that he's a tabach, aber afilu ene makbid is choytet. Kasha number three, ba'oi, ibe saroi davke, in keim, kshenema, halach lemoshe mishina. If we will say that the whole din chatzitze of Ruboi umakted was only said by Saroi, in Kaim Shenema Halacha LaMoish Mishina Hutzrach Loimer Saroi Ruboi umakted Olav Chaitzes. This is in order to differentiate between Saroi and Gufoi. Sar Kochach Halacha LaMoish Mishina was Nimsar that Saroi is only Chaitzes if it's Ruboi umakted. In pain, Sarai have a halacha l'moishim isinai, so Seir had to be mentioned as a halacha l'moishim isinai. That might tzarich krol the Sarai, so why do you need a posik for Sarai as a topol of psori? Chei gav neporich become a duchti. Vishloim according to Taisves. So the halacha l'moishim isinai bechlau did not mention the meaning. The kertat what is hilchis chitze ayin betoire. Eres says the Sulchus Chitzam, sorry, the Sulchus Chitzam, sorry. The Halacha Moshe Mishina said, wherever there is a Din Chatzitze, wherever there is a Din Chatzitze, some Meile, it's falling in Rubai Amakbe. But if you learn according to Rashi that Halacha Moshe Mishina differentiated between Seyor and Bosor, some Meile, so already was Nimitz and Halacha Moshe Mishina Seyor. So why do you need the Esa Tofel of Sorry? Zog de Gemara weiter. Mechitza is die Reise nino. Da oma ma oroin tische ve kapoires pepa arei tana sore. So let us see Rash. Oroin tische ve kapoires pepa. Oroin goivoi tische tloch. The height of the oroin is 9 tlochim. Versi ba'amo vechitzi kaimosoi. We're assuming now that an amo is 6 tvachim, so we have the oron is already 9 tvachim. The kapoir is tefach, harei asor. Achsiv dibarti itoch me'ala kapoiris, that the Rabbeinu Shlalem will speak to Moshe Rabbeinu me'ala kapoiris, over the kapoiris. That means over the area of 10 tvachim. With the kapoiris was 10 tvachim. The sanya beperikam of the sukkah, Rav Yosi Oimer La'olam La'yoda Shchina L'mata. This Me'asor is very schwer. It doesn't say in the Gemara in Sukkah, and it doesn't make sense. Rav Yossi Eimer Lo'ilam Lo'yod HaShchina Lamata. Rav Yossi said, Dechsev, HaShamayim Shamayim LaShem Ve'oretz Nosan Levnei Odom. Demis and the Mephoshim in Sukkah explained that there's three Rishuyos. There's Shamayim, and there's Oretz, and then there's Cholol. In between, there's a no man's land. Akaponim, Hashemayim, Hashemayim, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, Me'olam, Le'olam, Moshe Lemorim, because Hashemayim, Hashemayim, Hashem, Le'olam, Le'yod, Hashchine, Lemato, because Oret Nosel of Ne'odom. And so, wherever they were in Cholol. The Cholol that's not Shemayim, that's not Oret. And they could have the Shchine, they could have the Ne'odom, that's Cholol. Olamata meyasoretz vochim choshivoretz. B'chsiv dibarti itcho me'ala kapoyitz. The Torah specified that the dibur will be me'ala kapoyitz. So why will it be me'ala kapoyitz? Because ala kapoyitz is not oretz anymore. Till the kapoyitz is oretz. That's from the kapoyitz and unten is oretz. Me'ala kapoyitz is not oretz. Alme asore havi mechitz. So from this we see that Asar is a mechitz. Why? Because what is the taitch of a mechitz? The taitch of a mechitz is that a dover that is makif that surrounds the rishus. So, dilema'alma asar have a mechitz. Dilema'ila me asare lechoshib le rishus tachtis. So the rishus oretz is only till 10 tvochim. Lemaila is a different rishus. So if I have to be makif the rishus oretz, it only needs a goyva of yutvachim. Elo rishus achite. So from here we see, if we see that the other mefoshim explained that the be'etzim of the luchis alone, there was no necessity for a goyva asorah. So kochas the goyva asorah was to enable the dibalti mitcha me'ala kapoyres. For this you saw that the Rabbeinu Shlom should be able to be dibalti imach even that it shouldn't have a shem oretz. So we see the rishus oretz is till yutvachim. Later comes a different rishus, and the mechitza has to surround the rishus. So mamela from that we know that the mechitza doesn't have to be more than 10 tvachim, because higher than 10 tvachim you're surrounding a different rishus. So that's already a different rishus. So mamela, so why do you need halacha v'maisha misinian to tell me the goyva mechitza? And the Gemara, leitzricha elo l'Rab Yehuda. The omar ames binyan ba'ame ba'shishe, amas kelim ba'amo ba'schamish. It's Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Amo of Kalim, of the Kli Amigdosh, the Amo of the Orim, was Chamisha Tvachim. So if it was Chamisha Tvachim, so Memele, so we don't have a Goiva of Asore, we have a Goiva of Eden Meher. Let us see Rashi. Amas Kalim, Kigain Ames, so Ames Bini, Kigain Ames, Akroshim, Vayeris, 6 Tvachim. Amas kelim kigain amis ha'orim v'mizbeiches v'ashulchan v'ama bas chamish. V'hashta lein afkelei me'orim midi. You can't learn out a goiva asore from the orim. V'le Rabbi Yehuda lehavi orim v'havi kapoyres alo shmoyne tfochim o'machtze. The orim itself is amo v'cheitzi, so that's 7.5, and the kapoyres is another tefach, it's 8.5. So maybe you can't learn out. So Memele, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Memele is very good why we need a locha l'maisha misina. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have to understand how did it work, Taka. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it seems that the Rishus HaOretz is only a goida of 8.5 tvachim. Mam lecha posik v'oretz nasim l'bnei odom. So what is Takip Shat that you need a Mechitza Asorah? We have to understand the Chlau, the longest of Hilchus Mechitzin, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mechitza needs more than being Makif the Rishus. It has to be Makif the Rishus, plus it has to have a Goyva Asorah. If it's not a Goyva Asorah, Rather, Goyva Asore does never Shivas Mechitza, even though the Goyva Asore juts over the Rishus. Does never Shem Mechitza Vice Toys. That's from the Loch Lamayshim Isina.
L'Rameya Da'oma Kola Amei Soyu Bebeinim.
According to Rameya, that says that the Amos of the Orin were youth for him, Amo Beinimis, Ma'ikel Omeima. So according to Rameya, Shver, why do you need, according to Rameya, I can figure out a Sora from the Orin. And with the Gemara, Ki Asoi Hilchese, Lagut, Lulavud, Lulavayfan Akum.
Zot Rashi. Bebeinimis, Ba'ame Basvot.
Beinenis, this is an Amma Beinenis, L'chol Odom. This Lashon L'chol Odom is very unclear. So I would understand the Lashon better if it say L'chol Amos. I mean, because Beinenison, there's a Amma of Bas Chomech, there's an Amma of Bas Vov, which we're speaking about. Then we'll see there's an Amma Bas Vov, the Etzpa. The Chatzi Etzpa, and then there's an Amabas Vov Etzpa. That is an Etzpa larger than the Amabas Vov. So therefore this Amabas Vov is considered an Amabainanis. There's larger than it, and there's smaller than it. So by Amabas Vov Bainanis, L'chol Amos. L'chol Odom, I don't understand exactly what L'chol Odom means. V'yesh G'day Lomi Meno. There's one that's larger. Eishis K'tanos Fashteitzach, there's one that's K'tana. Of his Bela also. Kedama the Bekeirik, Bekeitza Tzailen, Shtei Amis Hoyu Beshushan Abiro. Shtei Amis means there were two rulers. Beshushan Abiro. Shushan Abiro was a Lishke of the Beis HaMikdosh. And there were there two rulers. Achas Yisayral Shemoyshe Chatzi Etzba. One was a Chatzi Etzba larger, that means it was six Tvochim and a Chatzi Etzba. And there was one that was a Chatzbi Etzba larger than this, and this was Be'etzim, an Etzba larger than Shalmosh. And Nimtzis Yisrael Shalmosh Etzba. Al-Koponim, that Gemara's Kasha was, according to Rameya, why do you need a Loch Lamayshim Yisinai? So the Gemara says, L'gut, Vamrinim Bekama Duchti, Good Achis, Good Asik. We schlep. We shlep tana mechitza, we shlep papa mechitza. Apoches megimu kilovit. The Lashon lovit kemai snif. An extension. Dova kotzer sheisifo olo varichu. They extended a dova kotzer so namela lovit can extend. If there's less than three tvochim, will extend from one to the other. Zot the Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishnah, Hoya Gavoya Me Esrim Amo, Ubola Maitot. So, if he wants to be Memayit, it says that one, Gavoya Me Esrim Amo, Yemayit, he should be Memayit to Goyva. Frag the Gemore, if he wants to be Memayit, Kamo Memayit. How much does he have to be Memayit? Frag the Gemara, Kama the Memayit? How much does he have to be Memayit? Kama the Tzorich like? It matters how tall it was. If it was 22 Amos tall, so it's Memayit at 2 Amos. If it's 21 Amos tall, it's Memayit 1 Amos. So what's Pshat Kama Memayit like? Frag the Gemara, El Roch Boy be Kama. That means, yeah, the Goyva, I understand. When, if he's gonna build something, the Gemara is speaking about a miut of being magbia the karke tachas hakoyra. So how much the goiva of the hagbo has to be? There's no shiur. It matters how much it is mukba from the karke. So you have to be magbia to build a staba platform underneath the koyra to make sure that from the top of the staba till the koyra there will be esrimamo. Now the shaila is. The goyve, there's no shaila. No, the reichev of the tzkabe, how wide does the reichev have to be? El roch boy bekama. Rav Yosef Omar tefach. Rav Yosef says that it has to be a tefach. That the reichev of the tzkabe should be the same reichev of the kaire.
So just like the Keir is a Tefa, so the Itzab underneath the Keir should also be a Tefa. Abaye Omar Arbo. Abaye says not that the Reuchev of the Itzab has to be four Tfochim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Ubola Maito, Ilas is Dinyan Itzab. He wants to make a platform. Oi, Ofo Tachas a Keir Boretz, or he's adding earth to the ground underneath the koyre, lemayet goyva hacholo, to lessen the goyva hacholo. Kame memayet, mash mekame yagbiya akav. Frank the Gemara, kame vitzoichlo. As shalaye hacholo, yaisel aresmen. What's the shayla kame? So Moses says, no, the shayla is not in the goyva hamir, the shayla is in the roichav hamir. Och boy shal mir, lahachivoy, lesoich oirech hamovi kame. How much does the etzabe have to extend into the mobile? So there's a machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Abai. Rabbi Yosef says tefach kenegad rechove shel koyre v'tachter. You only have to be memayit. The reichev that is under the reichev of the koyre. The koyre is a tefach. So underneath the koyre, one should go and make an etzabe that is a tefach, and that is sufficient. And Abaye said, no, you need a platform of dalet tefach. What is the machlokes? So the Gemara lema bohoka michlik. The man go omal tefach, ksovar mutali shtame shtachas hakoire. The man di omal arbo, ksovar osali shtame shtachas hakoire. Zot Rashi. Man di yoma tefach kesover mutali shtame ishtachas hakoira. Di yoma, the shayla is one permitted to be mishtame ishtachas hakoira? The yoma he holds chudai hachitzoin yoyred v'soysa. That the outside edge of the koira, that means the edge that is facing the reshus harabin, that is flush up to the reshus harabin, we say that this koire is yoyred v'soysa. It means it has a hilchus mechitza, just like there's a din, api tikre is yoyred v'soysa. So this is also yoyred v'soysa. So the koire has in it hilchus mechitza, that it is soysa beruach revi, k'demashma lekab. The hilka. So now Rashi is making a kugel over here. That the emison that the koire of a mavoi has in itself two halachas. Halacha number one, it has in it hilchas mechitza. And the longest of the mechitza is that the chud is yayred v'saisa. Aye, if it has hilchas mechitza, so what's the chilek if it is lamay lamayesrim or lamata mayesrim? But there's a din heker also. There's a din that this mechitza has to be a mechitza hani keres. The hilkati ben dishir esrim ama mishum hekeru. Since the whole number of esrim ama is out heker, that it should be a mechitza hani keres. Hare yesh heker lo oimid aloi say tefach she nigbor tachas hakoire. So when a person is standing underneath the koire, now, underneath the Torah is a very mutal talpal boy. Because the chudei achitzen of the Torah is yoyred v'soysim. So it's matter, the whole movi from the chudei achitzen. So memele, so you have there a heker. So in the mokim, a mutal talpal, you have a mokim that's mutal talpal. So there you have a heker already. There you can see the Torah. Because on the itzabe, is only a goyva esa. That is the svar of Rav Yosef. Man di yomar arbo kesover also lishtam ishtachas hakoire. He holds that the hilchis mechitze of the koire starts from the chudei apnimi. The chudei apnimi yoyred v'soysa. The chudei apnimi is yoyred v'soysa. B'roichev hakoire havichutz l'stim. So the whole koire is outside of the steam. The mechitz of the koire starts at tefach after the movi starts. That means when the koire, when the reich of a koire ends, that's where
That's where, that's the peiris mechitza of the kaire, and that's where you have the hetzer tutel. So those who are metaltal in the movi ain't lahem hacker bekeire. They don't have a hacker in the keire. Sherei benomuchem. If you're only going to put a nitzabe, which is only a reichef tefa, tachas hakeire. So memele. So the mishtamshim, the metaltalim, they don't see the keire. Because they're only permitted to be metalto in the movi after the chudei apnimi. So memele shrei benomochem. They're lower than the itzabe. Hilkach tzorech sheyimshach l'soich hamovi. Therefore, it has to continue in the movi. Shetehei akoire nikeres lahem, that the koire should be niker to the metaltalim in the movie, she yishamshu ba'oise goyve. She yishamshu, that when they'll be mishamish in the movie, they should see ba'oise goyve. Yishamshu ba'oise goyve, name of the tzkabe. The mishtabe and the mishtabe and the tzkabe. The kid in the afite mitachas ha'koyre. So since the tzkabe that is tachas ha'koyre is not sufficient, tzor she'im mokeim ha'nikel v'choshev. This lashon is very unclear. I think it should say tzor shei mokim anika, the place where you could recognize the teire. It has to be choshev, not v'choshev, not tzor shei mokim anika v'choshev, which the lashon is very shver. Either one of the two. Either it should be mokim nika v'choshev, or the mokim anika. That means the mokim where there you can be makir the teire. That should be choshev. So therefore, you need, it should have achshibis, or stala tochem as achshibis. Now, between you and me, according to Abaye, that you need dalet tochem. So, where do you start measuring the dalet tochem? So, from roiv achoinim, I mean the ganyake, the sfasemes, the magia, and the chedushia meiri, they seem to say that you start measuring the itzabe starts from underneath the kaira. The magia brings a raya from the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, "Kama mamayit ebol emaitoi lasis binyan kachas hakaira." The Gemara says, "Kama ebol emaitoi." So he's making it kachas hakaira. Bola maite lasa is binyin tachas hakoire. Kama maite. How thick does it have to be? So posh advice toys that you start from the koire. And the lashna mishnah is also mashma like that. If you're gonna start from the chudei apnimi, so what are you mamayit? It says, movo ishila mailo meyesrim amo yamayit. If underneath the koire there's a goiva yesem yesrim, when you start the itzabe from the chudei apnimi, so what will you mamayit over here? It seems you mamayit the cholo. And the lashon of Rashi here was also mashma like that. Rashi dafei hilkach tzar sheyimshach l'soich hamovi. He has to continue l'soich hamovi. So vaystachais, according to everyone, the itzabe starts from underneath the koire and is nimshach for tfochim into the movi. But lemaisa between you and me, you only have in the movi three tfochim. Because the tefach that is underneath the keire is, you can't be mishtamish over there. So it's a bissel modne. If the whole inyan of dalet tfochim is you need a mokim choshu, and you can't use the mokim which is underneath the keire because it's also mishtamish boy, so how do you get your mokim choshu? So the Ben Yaakov is Ma'ire this, he says, Afalpikein, since the whole time he needed his Al-Teker, he can be Mitzparef, the Tefach, which is underneath the Kaila also. That is what the Ben Yaakov says. Aber Kaponim, Pashtim, Reim, is so devout, Epis Mashmi, Given, Nitazoi, that he held that underneath the Kaila, there's never shame Movi in Gansin. From the Ma'ire, he saw there would be a little Mashmi, that the whole Dalet Fochim starts afterwards. About the Reiv Achreinim, the Ganyakev, and the Sfas Emes, the Magi, and the Miri, and the Loshna Rashi, is there stark mash medachsach mir, that you start the Itztabe, Tachas HaKoyre. I had a stickle ha'ore that if you need the heker for the bnei ha'movi, it's also lishtamish tachas ha'koire. It's also lishtamish tachas ha'koire. So memele, the itztaba which is underneath the koire is not sufficient. So you have to have the itztaba in the movi. Now, when they're standing in the movi, they're looking at the koire with an alachsan. You're not looking on top of it. You're looking with an alachsan because they're not underneath the movi. They're further away from the movi. So, lochayre, how does the shir goyva? You make a cholol esrim. You make a cholol esrim, and as we mentioned before, you start the itztaba starts from underneath the koire. So the itztaba from underneath the koire, you measure there. So there's a cholol esrim. If there's a cholol esrim, you can see the koire. But you have to see the koire from the movi. In the movui, you're looking on an angle. If you're looking on an angle, so l'cheir, it's more than esrim. Pashtechnit as a good how that helps the situation. The Svas Emes is ma'oirer a different shaila. The Svas Emes is ma'oirer, what will the aloche be if a person has a koire dalet tochem? What is he going to do there according to Abaye? It's a very interesting shaila. If you have a koire dalet tochem, like this, that really you make a stab of dalet tochem, even though one tefach is underneath the koire, and that's also lishtamish on tachas ha-koire. No, there's three tefachim in the mavui, and three tefachim you could be mishtamish, and so the Ben Yakim says you mitzarev that the tefach ha-revi that's underneath the koire. But if what'll be if you have a koire that's dalet tefachim, like the Svas Emes? So memele and also lishtamish tachas ha-koire. So how big will the itztaba have to be?